Peace, peace, peace to you all and grand risings. Listen, I hope you all are doing wonderful on this morning. I hope you are up, getting ready to be prosperous, being ready to serve. I wanted to come on and just remind you all, one, that I am LaShawn Reed, the CEO and founder of Strong Ambitious Women, LLC. If you like what you hear on this podcast, you can go and follow me on Instagram at Strong Ambitious Women, and you can follow my Facebook page. Give us a like, give us a review at Strong Ambitious Women, LLC. And then I got another one for y'all. If you would like to just join the private group on Facebook, it is called New Day Empowerment. Be my guest, where I drop a lot of different empowerment information, just knowledge, wisdom of understanding, kind of the same thing I do here on the podcast. I drops it for y'all more so like every day in the Facebook group, New Day Empowerment. So without further ado, let's jump into today's topic. Today's topic, I want to just talk about, you know, beginning with the end in mind. And one of my favorite books, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Dr. Stephen Covey, he speaks about that. You know, when you're looking to start a new project, maybe run a new business, or like I said, maybe you're in school, you're in your career job, or whatever it may be, whatever area in your life, God is saying that you need to start with the end in mind. Start with knowing how you're ending. So that way, when you are going through the journey, or when you are going through the process, whatever trials and tribulations that you are faced with, you will have the strength and the willpower through God to keep moving, because you know what your ending is. And when I say this, I'm saying it because I know a lot of us, sometimes we start projects, we start businesses, or we start jobs and things like that without actually realizing and understanding what our ending goal is for our life. So when you start anything, we need, God is saying that you need to know the plan. You don't have to know every detail, because that is why God is going to guide your footsteps along the way. But you definitely have to set it in your heart of what the ending is to what you are starting. What do you desire or expect to get out of what you are doing? And when I say that, I always say, make sure when you do something that it is a godly thing and not just a good thing. Because most of the times when we jump into things and we feel like it's a good thing based off our own will, our own intellect, and our own understanding, we come to the state of a burnout, or we come to a state of discouragement, or we come to a state of just not knowing, of an unknown place, because we did not seek God first before we started that project, that career, that business, or that partnership, that relationship, that collaboration. I know I speak a lot of times about, you know, making God the center of your life and making God the force of every area in your life, because of situations like this. Because when we are faced with obstacles, challenges, and just, you know, struggles throughout life, God is literally the person who helps us get through. But if you don't know what the ending is and where you're going, it's going to be easy for you to give up right in that moment, right in that position, right where you are, instead of you understanding, okay, I know that this is a part of the process. I know that these trials and tribulations are just here to make me stronger, to help me build my character, to get me to exactly where I need to be. And without these things, I'm not going to be that person that I need to be when I arrive at my destination. So you have to acknowledge your trials, acknowledge your tribulations, acknowledge your struggles, acknowledge where you are, because you know where you're headed. Makes sense? Acknowledge where you are so you know how close you are to that ending destination, okay? When you get there and you get in these moments where you feel defeated, it is not for you to actually be defeated. It is for you to understand, take a step back, and realize how far you came, and then to understand where you are going next, okay? God is so intentional with us. And he uses many trials and tribulations in our life to strengthen us and to help build our character, to mature us, to help us get better in understanding his will and his intellect for our life. Yes, you are here. Yes, you are one doing the work, but you are not the one in control. Because when we lean on our own strength, we get burnt out. But when we lean on God's ultimate and almighty strength, we could conquer any mountain. We could conquer any defeat. We can overthrow some things when we operate in with God. So I just wanted to remind you all that God say, begin with the end in mind. Understand where you are going. Understand along the way, there are going to be trials and tribulations. There are going to be times where you lose people who you thought was supposed to come. There are going to be times where you are so defeated that you feel like it's the end. But because of who you operate and who you work with, God is going to see you through it. And just a bonus, each and every one of us have angels assigned to us, okay? God did not send you here to be alone. So even when you are in the midst of feeling alone, I need you to pray to God and ask Him to remove that spirit of loneliness. So that way you can get what God has for you. There are many resources out here that God has prepared for you, but you will not be able to access those resources if you are operating out of a defeated mindset. And when I say begin with the end in mind, in your mind, listen to the wording. Know where you are going in your mind. Set it in your heart so that your actions may follow. And regardless of what you are faced with, you will succeed. Because that is God's will and that is God's purpose for your life here on earth. I need you all to start believing in yourself, trusting in yourself, being your number one supporter, and allowing God to use you in the way that you can't even use yourself. Pray for God's strength. Pray for God's will. Pray for God's intellect. Pray for God's understanding of all things so that way when you do go and you plan, you know exactly where you're going because you know exactly who you roll with. God is the source. God loves us. He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. Will He discipline us? Absolutely. Based off of the actions that you chose, based off of the choices that you chose, shall I say, there will be discipline. Not one good deed goes unpunished, nor do God allow us to commit sins, be unrighteous, and do things against His will without discipline or consequences or a punishment from your actions that you chose. So the next time we go and we try to blame God or curse God, I need us to step back and realize that we all have a free will to choose. And you chose that. I chose that. So now we got to deal with the consequences of our actions. All right. So I need you all to begin with the end in mind, knowing where you're going, and set it in your mind, your heart, that you are going to get everything that God has for you. I love you guys. I believe in you. I trust you. But I need you to love yourself, believe in yourself, and be kind to yourself always. And be kind to others. But you can't be kind to other people if you're not kind to yourself first. You can't love other people if you don't love yourself first. That's why God says, love thy neighbor like thyself. The way you feel about yourself is how you're going to treat others. And never forget it. You all have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.